Villa Elisabetta. Villa Elisabetta is named after the name of the most famous person who lived there, namely the Empress of Austria, Elisabeth von Wittelsbach, Sisi, the wife of Emperor Franz Josef. The villa is located right in the historic center of the city, being built in 1875 in neoclassic style by the then administrator of the Herculaneum Bath, Karol Tatarczy. With the announcement of the visit of Empress Sisi in 1887, the villa was renovated and offered to her, as it was at that time one of the most exclusive places to stay in Boele Herculane. Elisabeth Amalia Eugenia of Wittelsbach, also known as Sisi, became the wife of Emperor Franz Josef by chance because her sister Helene von Wittelsbach was chosen to become the emperor's consort. However, in 1853, in Bad Ischgl, when Franz Josef went to meet Helene, he fell in love beyond measure with her sister Elisabeth, who was accompanying her and who was only 16 years old at the time. Elisabeth was not ready to become empress and had to quickly learn the customs of the Habsburg court, customs that she did not like and that made her suffer all her life. Sporty, romantic and empathetic, Sisi lived trying to be free within the limits of the harsh customs of the time. She liked to be surrounded by animals as well as common people who were not necessarily noble but had a story to tell. Elisabeth was the Empress of Austria and the Queen of Hungary and was loved by the people but misunderstood by the Austro-Hungarian nobility of the time. This fact made her spend a lot of time away from the court, often traveling to the spa resorts of the time. When she came to Herculaneum Bath in 1887, in her longest stay at the resort, Empress Sisi already knew the place as she had been once before in 1884. Loving the resort since her first visit, but also suffering from stress, joint pains and some respiratory ailments, Sisi stayed at the Herculaneum Bath for 6 weeks. On this visit, Sisi also meets here the Queen of Romania, Carmen Silva, the wife of King Carol I, with whom she forms a friendship and whom she visits at Peleș Castle in Sinaia. At the Herculaneum Bath, Empress Sisi, being a rebellious, wild but also romantic nature, took frequent walks accompanied by Countess Mailat and the local forester. On such an occasion, they hiked, and as she reached Vârful Cioric in Cerni Mountains, Sisi exclaimed, "Wow, how beautiful! What a pleasure I would have to have lunch here!" Just as the view from Cioric is still today, the Cerna Valley and Domogled Massif, as well as the beautiful Boele Herculane Resort, opened wide and generous in front of the Empress. The forester, whom escorted her, took the news to the Empress's wish to the resort, and overnight, 80 foresters set up a gazebo so that on the next trip Sisi can have lunch surrounded by the beauty of nature. After her stay in 1887, Sisi visited Boele Herculane Resort in 1890, 1892 and 1896, proof of the fact that she loved the place and its people, but also the fact that she felt good in the resort, alleviating her sufferings. In the modern era, Villa Elisabetta, so named in memory of the Empress, has an exclusively cultural role, functioning as a library and house of culture until 2010.